Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I see ya. Welcome to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. It's gonna be an exciting show for you guys as it's about to go down. We had quite a few of the top 10 WNBA draft picks play their first preseason game, get some action in the preseason, which gotta say, something's looking good. We also got new signees in football as well. But those who are new to this show podcast, this is not just your typical podcast. This is your podcast for sports, news, and music. So, without further ado, we gonna jump right into it. And this music is not from... It's from people that send their music to me that want to be heard. I done found a couple new people while searching. I've been all over the world while looking for music. Really, I've just been on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know. Though, because there's a lot of artists who are out there trying to get picked up. Some of them are famous, some of them are not. But, like I said, those artists coming your way. So we gonna check it out. Hit on Dragon Sports Live because it's about to go down. We even got diss tracks going on and all that stuff going on, but no, it's just coming down. We got From Ashes to New kicking off our show, followed by Nine Lies and Sun You Up a Man. So let's get it here on Dragon Sports Live.
But with the shit you put me through, I'm kind of afraid to. You push all the blame on me like it's a way to escape from the reality that everyone hates you. No one can break through, and all you wanna do is evade truth. Lying through your teeth like you were sellers of fake news, hoping everyone will play your games and embrace you. But all we wanna do is find a way to escape you.
You push away your friends and you're always the first to quit. The thoughts in your head ain't nothing but turmoil. Like we're trying to pretend that your life isn't turning shit. How did you forget what being a person is? And how can I respect you when you're making it hurt like this? Karma's a bitch, it's what you deserve to get. If you make the fire, then I think you should burn it. So run away, you'll never escape yourself.
It's a long way down from here.
master.
Let me show you the way of the master.
Let me show you the way of the master.
Let me show you the way of the master.
Let me show you the way of the master.
So your soul could be safe in disaster.
So your soul could be safe in disaster.
Let me show you the way of the master.
Let me show you the way of the master.
I thank God for Ray Comfort and Kirk Cameron. Powerful evangelism. No stuttering, stammering. Whether English or Mandarin. No, we ain't pandering or panicking. Most believers are just standing still like man. Mannequins. Christians, don't be ashamed. Let's mess up Satan's plans again. Don't hesitate to share your faith. Kill that fear of man within. Most churches in America never heard this before. That the law of the Lord is perfect. Convert in the soul. Woo. Psalms 97. Go ahead and read that. The law prepares our hearts for the gospel. Best believe that. Wake up, believers. Stop the gimmicks and the diversions. Most of our modern gospel methods create false conversions. Repeating a prayer doesn't mean you'll be seeing the Savior. You think I'm wrong, well, you'll agree with me later. Because denying the Christ will deprive you of life in the spiritual and eventually the physical. Nothing compares to true salvation. I know where God exists. It's just pitiful. Ooh.
Let me show you the way of the master. So let me show you the way of the master. So your soul can be saved from disaster. Let me show you the way of the master.
Let me show you the way of the master.
Let me show you the way of the master.
Let me show you the way of the master.
Let me show you the way of the master.
So your soul can be safe in disaster.
So your soul can be safe in disaster.
Let me show you the way of the master.
Let me show you the way of the master.
No, we ain't saved by the law. It just shows us our flaws and the very reason we all need to find forgiveness from God. You see, the law is the tool that brings us to Christ. That's Galatians 3:24. Please read it twice. Shout out to EZ. Shout out to Mark Spence. Men of God faithfully calling on sinners to repent. You see, Jesus and Paul, even Luther and Spurgeon all use both the law and the gospel within their sermons. Way of the master isn't a method. It's biblical truth. Turn to Romans 3 verse 19 for some literal proof. See, this right here is much more than a hot song. I encourage you to go on livingwaters.com.
Let me show you the way of the master. Let me show you the way of the master. So your soul can be saved from disaster. Let me show you the way of the master.
Let me show you the way of the master.
Let me show you the way of the master.
Let me show you the way of the master.
Let me show you the way of the master.
So your
ladies and gentlemen, that last song you just heard was Let Me Show You the Way of the Master, here on Georgia Sports Live. Sorry, my phone was randomly going off at some odd point in time, but yes, that was Justin Marti, Let Me Show You the Way of the Master, here on Georgia Sports Live, and it's been going down in baseball. Angels lose center fielder Mike Trout, torn meniscus. So he's out for a significant period of time in his left knee. Happened while sliding to a base. And slide to the base can be very dangerous sometimes. I ain't going to use none. I seen somebody pull a hamstring. I done seen somebody get a concussion, dislocate their shoulder while sliding to the base. I didn't see many different things. Astros optioned off Jose Abreu, who's been struggling this the start of the season. They optioned off to the spring training facility to hopefully they'll get him back on track, but he has been struggling to start this season. So he's going to be at the spring training facility until then. And just like I said, just been struggling. Couldn't get a, couldn't get a decent hit. His batting averages is down compared to last year. He'll be all right. Go to the training facility, work out, he will be all right. Rockies call up outfielder Jordan Beck to make his debut. He was hitting 307 with 99 OPS in 25 games. So that's pretty good, right? I'll call you up and make the Rockies. Rockies kind of struggling right now at the moment anyways. With that, they also placed outfielder Nolan James on IL with a back strain. So, like I say, he got that back strain. He struggling a little bit. Them back tightens because you use your core, your back, your shoulders, your legs in the world of baseball. So that's why they had called up Jordan Beck, but yeah, he'd be all right. Brewers also called up infielder Taylor Black, who's batting 303 with a 919 OPS and 18 RBIs. Now, those who don't know what OPS mean, let me tell it to you, because it's, you know, I know some people, so when they say OPS, that means the on-base plus slugging percentage, which when that number's very high, that means they get on the bases a lot, right? All right, as long as y'all get that tidbit, I'll try to give y'all more tidbits and stuff like that going forward. So we'll know, we know. But yeah, that's what's going on with that, and that's how that's going, is going down that way. But yeah, he got a pretty high OPS, so does Beck. So call him up. White Sox send reliever Dibby Garcia to AAA Charlotte. With he had a 7 ERA in 14 appearances. Like I said, when that ERA is up there high, like, let me say it like this. 3, you decent. Well, 4, you're okay. 7, 9. Nah, you struggling, bro. So they optioned him off to AAA Charlotte. And we'll see what that goes from there. You know, Bally Sports been pulled off the lineup by Comcast because they didn't renew their contract. And you know, that was the, that was part of the Diamond Sports thing that, you know, the big age that had went bankrupt but is now making a comeback. So they channels got pulled, it got pulled off the lineup, so we don't know if they're going to renew the contract or not or what's happening with that, but they did get pulled out the lineup, the channel lineup by Comcast. Mike Tatsunaki hits a home run and the Giants win after Papa Yats come to visit, as well as, you know, the Twins been rolling. In case you ain't know it, they see them rolling. They winning. Because the Twins been just winning. Twins was on a 12-game winning streak right now. I should say was on a 12-game winning streak. Because they lost the other day. I forgot they lost the other day. But they was on a 12-game winning streak. Everybody else was like one game or two game. But they was on a 12-game winning streak. The next closest up is the Phillies, who's on a 5-game winning streak. And then the Orioles and Dodgers, both on 4-game winning streaks. That 12-game winning streak, they was throwing that heat. You got new people stepping up to the plate, making their debuts. People been called up, making their debut. Rookie top prospects making their debut. The Sox even got a win, y'all. So the White Sox are now 8-26. Still a horrible record, but we've been on a 2-game win streak. And we take on, who they go against today? They are going to go against Tampa Bay, who's 17-18 today. But like I said, Baseball is a long season. 100-something games, it's a long season. So hopefully we can bounce back. But right now, we got the same record as the Colorado Rockies. The White Sox, that is, 8-26. Cubs had faced their manager's former team, the Brewers, and they blanked them 5-0. Woo! Way to show up against your former team. But that's also a battle. So whoever wins this series is going to jump in first place in the NL Central. So whoever wins these series is going to jump in first place. Because think about it. Cubs are 12-4 at home, 9-10 away. Brewers are 7-7 at home and 13-6 away. So they've been winning a lot of their games on the road and subpar at home. So let's get into it. Let's get into it. But yeah, Craig Council came from the Milwaukee Brewers and they end up winning 5-0 against them. Now the next game for the Cubs is today at 6:40. They're home, so I'm glad I'm not going up north. I go south to go to work, so I'm glad that's the case. Because the trains be crowded, then that thing. Super crowded, like, you don't even understand how crowded it be. It just be, can't move, hoping everybody getting off at one stop. Then you, trains be super crowded. You got people coming from the far south side to go to the north side. And you got true sports fans. So, games be crowded, but they take it on San Diego. Padres today. Let's see how that go. Speaking of Padres, but Cubs also might have Cody Bellinger and Seiya Suzuki back next week as well. So we'll have them in the lineup as well. And yeah, it's going up. And since the Padres going to be going against the Cubs, they just got in a trade. They got with the Marlins. They got second base Luis Alvarez, and they gave up right hand pitcher Woosung Go, off outfielder Dylan Head prospect, another prospect Jacob Morris, and first baseman outfielder Nathan Montrella, just for second baseman Luis Alvarez, who also hit a home run in his debut the other day for the team as well. He hit a home run on Saturday in his debut with his new team that's already pretty stacked with Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado. He got a pretty stacked lineup. Xavier Bogart. Yeah, you got a pretty stacked lineup over there at the Padres. So let's see how y'all fare down. Y'all sitting at 18-19 right now. Pretty cool. Y'all second in the NL West. Cool. We still got two teams that's not in double-digit wins, and that's Colorado Rockies and White Sox, but everybody else starting to fare down, starting to live up to the hype, starting to do what they do. What they do, baby? But yes, they living up to the hype. It's been a good season. Let's see how it goes when we get further down, get near waypoint. Blue Jays, Alec Manoah to make his debut. He made his debut on Sunday. And he last pitched in the majors in August. August 10th is when the last time he pitched in the majors. So that's because, you know, Blue Jays struggling with a couple injuries and stuff like that. But you make his debut Sunday, and cool. It was a good fair outing for them. Oops, wrong day. But yeah, they did make that outing. He made his outing, and that he was there. So he pitched four innings. Which was pulled immediately because he had an ERA of 13. Swanson had an ERA of 16. Like I said, that ERA, That's not cool. But Manoa had six strikeouts too. So, hey, that's not bad. First game back, like I said, first game in the majors since August, y'all. So keep that in mind. He got some bugs to shake out. He got to get back used to doing everything the way he used to do it. So don't give him no slack yet. Guardians left fielder Stephen Kwan left the game with a tight hamstring in his left leg. Ace, good news for the Yankees, because Ace Gerrit Cole takes his next steps throwing off the mound because he's coming back from an elbow injury. So he takes the next step like he's throwing off a mound now. To hopefully you will see him in the game in the next few weeks, but he's making good progress. Yankees Aaron Judge also gets ejected for the first time in his career. I watched that play too, and I was kind of skeptical of that, but like I said, first time in his career that he got ejected. He has never been ejected until the other day when he got ejected for the first time. But how it happened was, it looked like it technically, like looking at the replay, it should have been a walk because he checked swing. He didn't swing. He checked the swing, and that ball was low into the dirt. So that should have been a walk because the count was full. When they say full count, that means it was 3-2. But nope, he got the strikeout. He said something to the umpire and then he walked off, and while his back was turned, the umpire said, "You're out of here." Judge didn't know what happened. He didn't know what happened at all. He just heard the reaction of the crowd, and then it's when he thought about it, like, he just ejected. The man back was turned, and you got ejected, which has some decency. Inject me in my face. My back was turned. I was walking away. I don't know what he said, but it was something that he shouldn't say. Happens to the best of them. Definitely happens to the best of them. Diamondbacks acquire Mac Bowman from the Twins in cash considerations. And Braves acquire right-hand pitcher Jimmy Hagrid from the Angels also for cash considerations. Rangers Nathan Navalvi exits with groin tightness, which that ain't a good sign when you get groin tightness, because it's like, oh, I can't really move like I want to. Hinders everything, but that's what's going on. Now, we do got some exciting games that's happening for you today. I already mentioned the Cubs taking on San Diego. We got the White Sox taking on Tampa Bay. San Francisco taking on the Philly. Delphia. And Detroit taking on the Guardians. Well, it's the Angels taking on Pittsburgh. Milwaukee taking on KC. So, some good exciting games for you to lay it on. Be sure to check them out. But we are going to give you more music here on Drag Sports Live. That's how we do it. If you are an artist, if you want your music to be heard on Drag Sports Live, if you on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, send me your Apple Music link and I will definitely add you into rotation. And go to Dragon Jump Pro on all those social media platforms send me your link. Or you can just go to my YouTube, subscribe there, Dragon Jump Productions, or type in DONPE1 in the YouTube search bar, and you shall find me. But you can catch this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. So, without further ado, we're going to jump back into some music, and then we're going to come back and talk football, because we got new signees with new teams. Let's shake it up with the wide receiver core. Yes, sir.
How come when you turn on the radio in Jacksonville, or New Orleans, or Chicago, or Little Rock?
Nope, I'm sorry.
I love this beat, Mickey. I love
Tears in My Liquor by Odd Henry. Here on Drag Sports Live.
Just because you say you saw, you don't mean that you gon' fix it, yeah. Love. Swerving down the road, I can't U-turn. Sweat is loneliness inside me, it's really starting to burn. Heartbroken, man, he shitty hurt. I got no regrets about feelings that I had it first. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Feel like they said party over, over, over. Sorry, I cannot control all my emotions. And I lost all of my trust because no. Think I'm crazy, got my mind full. Yeah. At the same time, hope you're mindful of my demons. Feel like I walk a tightrope on my feelings. I think I'm at the point where I've been to deleting. Tears in my liquor. Some sad emotions got my innie tasting bitter. Because you want my dick, bitch, I ain't talking at my zipper. I really ain't the person that be posing for no bitches. Like my time and my time alone. And I'm that type of person when I'm wrong to say I'm wrong. So sometimes me and my demons don't get along. If I say some shit, bitch, I mean it in my tone. Tell my demons really come and get me, swear to God. If I was to go right now, I hope you'll please forgive me, tell my moms. And I can tell you secrets that I never could deny. And I could drop some tears, but I shouldn't really cry. I feel like I'm swerving down the road, I can't U-turn. Sweating loneliness inside me is really starting to burn. Yeah. Heartbroken, man, he cheated her. I got no regrets about feelings that I had at first. Like, whoa. Emotions. And I lost all of my trust because no. Think I'm crazy, got my mind full. Yeah. At the same time, hope you're mindful of my demons. Feel like I walk a tightrope on my feelings. Think I'm at the point where I've entered the leader.
Don't know what to do, but I really won't do. Oh, hey, you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Dragon Sports Live. That last song that you just heard was You by True Hood, who, by the way, just completed his final. He was at Full Sail and he just completed his course. Big ups to my bro. Also, check out his music on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your music from. True Hood. Check him out. And let me rephrase that, Christopher True Hood, because it's two of them on there. But this guy here, he got bars. He can sing. He can do it all. But he got bars on Dragon Sports Live. All right. So, in the NFL, from the draft class of 2021, there has been quite a few people who did not get their option, picked up their fifth-year option. One of those, Mac Jones, he didn't get his picked up. Kadarius Toney didn't get his picked up. Justin Fields didn't get his picked up. Zach Wilson didn't get his picked up. Y'all hear the pattern? Everybody from that 21 class that's on their fifth year, a good majority of them didn't get their, they options picked up. So it's looking pretty dim for some of them. That's all I got to say. It's looking, basically, this your tryout. If you're going to make it to another team, this is your tryout. It's the same thing the Bears did with Trubisky. They didn't pick up his fifth year option, and he ended up going to a new team. So, it is what it is. But yeah, I was looking at them like, oh, fifth year options seem to be irrelevant this year. Well, except for Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence did sign a new contract. A couple other ones did sign a new contract. But most of the ones you expect to get their new thing denied, you know. It happens. Running back Duke Johnson announces his retirement on Sunday after playing 8 seasons in the NFL. He was drafted in the third round by the Cleveland Browns in 2015 out of the University of Miami. He became the school's all-time leading rusher. Johnson played for four teams. The Bills, the Eagles. So he called it quits after eight seasons. You know, you gave it your all. And you got a lot of new young running backs this year. So he was creating a better life for his family, which he did. But congratulations. Enjoy your retirement. Westwell. Also, four-time Pro Bowler cornerback Harris retires from the NFL as well. So he's retiring as well. And I'm looking forward to preseason. So Jets quarterback Jordan Travis, he sees himself as Aaron Rodgers' successor. Whenever that might be, he sees himself as Aaron Rodgers' successor. Can he do it? I don't know. Can he? And what's this quarterback battle going to look like in Denver? Because you got Stidham, Wilson, Zach Wilson, that is, not Russell Wilson, but Zach Wilson, and Bo Nix. Jarrett Stidham, who started the final games last year. Wilson, who's the former starter, took over and got benched, basically. And Bo Nix, who just got drafted. Who's going to win that starting job at Denver? Just hope for, I hope Bo Nix don't get tainted. So, yeah, I hope he don't get tainted. Hopefully. Michael Hall Jr. could be a perfect fit for the Browns defense that's already scrutinizing. Like I said, Browns didn't have no first round pick in 2024 draft, and then no selections in the top 50. But they selected Michael Hall Jr. with the number 50 overall pick. And through, he was the seventh defensive tackle selected in that second round. I think they got a player that's perfect for their scheme. He's tailor-made for our attack front, so he's very explosive. He can rush the passer, and he's long, and he plays really with a very high motor at all times. So I think that can do that. Hopefully because not all the time that you get gems come out the first three rounds. Some of them come in the sixth round, like Tom Brady. He came out in the sixth. Brock Purdy, he was the last pick. So it's like, sometimes these gems don't necessarily, like maybe the scouts got it wrong. The scouts that y'all hired, they got it wrong. Or the scouts that picked those players, they was like, I see something in this kid that I think we should take him. It's different things that play into part of that, but not always in the first round that you have pick. We did have quite a few wide receivers get new homes. Chargers agreed to terms with wide receiver DJ Chark, which is also 1 year. So he's going there with the Chargers since he was last with the Panthers last season. But the injury had ended his season early. We also got wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. agreeing to a 1 year deal with the Dolphins. And they looking pretty good. You got Tyreek over there. Landry over there, I believe. Jaden Waller, So, they looking grim over there. Bills add wide receiver Chase Claypool on a one-year deal. But also the Bills add Deion Jones, linebacker, as well as defensive end Dwayne Smoot. Both also get one-year deals being added to the fold. Ooh, excuse me. That came out of nowhere. And, you know, the Texans, so it's been a lot of people talking about they'll return if need be. Mayo, Coach Mayo of the Patriots was saying if Tom Brady returns to them, he won't be, he see him coming back as a coach and not a player. Which would be cool. You could be a quarterback coach. You're like, hey, look, you got to do this, got to do that. If I was you, since you got speed, I'm going to do this. J.J. Watt even said the same thing. He'll return to play if Texas absolutely needed it. So, hopefully, you know, hope for the best. And we get to see how that goes, how they looking. And I don't know if y'all been watching the UFL, but some of them games been looking pretty good. Some of them people might get call-ups basically to the NFL because you got to look at the UFL and CFL is like the G League, right? Canadian football was actually starting up soon. But, yeah, definitely you got to look at that. Marvin Harrison Jr. has a separate Fanatics deal, which is good despite no NFLPA agreement. And he has, like, yeah, he hasn't signed the NFLPA group license agreement, which allowed players associated to the market his name, image, and likeness to more than 80 companies. He got the Fanatics deal, separate from that. Individual memorabilia deal in place with Fanatics. Nice. Now, that deal, this is a deal he signed before his last season at Ohio State. It's worth more than $1 million and is for autographs, signed trading cards, game-worn apparel, and market opportunities. Harrison is trying to negotiate the deal for more money. And, like I said, has not signed his group license agreement as leverage. It's like, by not signing that agreement, Harris cannot be a part of the large number of market deals. For example, he can't have Nike produce his Cardinals jersey, which would then be sold at various outlets, including Fanatics. He can't be in the Madden NFL video game. So, that's cool. No assault charges for Cowboys Dak Prescott for allegedly 2017 assault. I don't see him doing that. Like, I feel like y'all was trying to extort and do stuff like that. Now, shocking news. So, Caleb Williams acknowledged that at the NFL Combine, he knew quite a bit about the makeup of the Chicago Bears. And they defense. He talked about they got pretty good players on offense and it's deciding to go in a situation like that. Whoo, okay, let's get it. But we are going to see what they look like. What's going down? How is going down? Because they in rookie camp now and coming in with the smoke. So I hope you can live up to the hype. That is, definitely hope you can live up to that hype. Because it's going down. But yeah, in the UFL though, if you watch the games, some of the games have been good. I just feel bad for the Renegades because they always come close, but they have not won a season when they was the XFL champions last year. While the UFL, well, the United States Football League champion, the Stallions, they been on a tear winning like that. But like I said, it was a good game with DC Defenders, who's now 3-3 after bringing the Bremers 18-12. Good showing out. It was a lot of ball running. Couple gunslinger shingin plays. It was pretty. Like, yeah, I like what I said. Seen in that. Did I mention that the Birmingham Stallions already clinched their playoff already? Their playoff berth? Because like I said, they're 6-0. It's a 10-week season. But yeah. Pretty good so far. And I've been enjoying every mouse of it. Former coach Mike Riley named to the CFP selection committee, which is the College Football Selection Committee. He replaces athletic director Pak Choon, who was appointed to the 13-member committee when he was at Washington State, but stepped down when he was hired for the same position at Washington. So, moving up on the world, coming up in the world, moving up. Number 8 recruit linebacker Wyatt commits to Oregon. And the NCAA could pay $2.7 billion in antitrust suits. We got drama with Coach Prime and son with CU transfer players at FCS. So we had players taking shots at Coach, especially from former Colorado safety Xavier Smith. And he basically said that Deion Sanders never tried to get to know me and that he was destroying guys' confidence and belief in themselves. Which his son clapped back. They've been going back and forth on X lately. And Shador basically said that you was a mid player. You was an average player. So it's like, oh, okay. It was a lot of back and forth. So, Jaheim Ward even got in on it. And they end up tweeting Ward's career stats at the FCF school, talking about 36 tackles over the past 3 seasons, which calls Coach Sanders to weigh in on Wednesday, talking about Lord Jesus about a screenshot of Ward's stats. So they've been going back and forth, which is crazy. It happens. But, yeah, they definitely been going there. Which is crazy. But that's what's happening in college level. Excuse me. We gonna give y'all some more music here on Drag Sports Live, but be sure to come back and check out, because we're gonna talk about Angel Reese, Carmilla Cardoza, Cameron Brink, Caitlin Clark, Rika Jackson. We're gonna talk about them because they all had preseason games. They all played games. You got two on one team, one on one team. So we're gonna talk about that. But we're gonna give y'all some more music here on there. This is Slick J Adams with Call Your Friends here on Drag Sports Live. He got new music coming on the way. Brown Liquor Music is what it's called. So be sure to check that out when he drops it. Here you go.
You know what you got. Admit, no one has attempted the things you did to me, and I don't care if it goes to your head. The way you move is incredible, and after we done, irrecoverable. Ooh, I'll make you wanna tell somebody.
Tell them what we did.
Call them, baby.
Make you wanna lose control.
I'll make you wanna call them.
Don't let go.
Tell them what we did, baby.
Tell them what we did.
I'll
make you wanna lose control. I won't take you. Don't let go.
No more talking. You don't have to say a word. I already know what to do, and girl, I'm not afraid to please you. I wanna take you to Maui to make love on jet black sand. Ooh, I can picture me and you holding hands and make love.
Oh, hey.
Tell them what we did.
Ooh, for those who came before us, those when we are gone. The war is not yet over, so we go marching on. And though we feel divided, we know we're not alone. For drops of rain united become a mighty storm.
Hustle down with the politics, the love, the hate, the real, the fake debates, I'm caught up in. Left, the right, the up, the down, I don't know which is which. I tried to show him to the water, but I lost a friend. I didn't want a thing, no handles like I'm Adam's kin. Tried to break bread with them, but they had me wondering, do they deserve the respect and all the love I give? Opened up my heart and my mind in return, I give. Was a hardship, had no cover, no umbrella. Only rain on cerebellums in the ocean with my fellas. But it's broken, no propeller. Find a way to get up, tell her. Rock the crowd when it was hell out. Heaven knows I'm doing swell. I'll ride this wave until I wipe out. I could never ever bail out, but can anybody tell me? Why is when you catch it when they always see it sell out? Well, I try my best. Yes, I tried to make us better. And I hope you find this bottle in the ocean with this message
read. For those who came.
Inside of me, is that the place where all the cyclones and the tyrants live? Is that the reason all my seasons been tumultuous? Didn't love myself that well, so then again, how could I expect anyone to love me then? Did I deserve the respect if I don't demand it? You're so capital, my ship, and it's my job to steer in a hardship. I hit bottom, so titanic, in a panic, so much wreckage. I was falling with the kelpers, I was drowning, I was helpless. But I swam to get myself up, cause there's people who need help. And ain't no time to be just selfish, this success is for my brother. I could never ever bail out, never let nobody tell me that we are divided, more united than they telling. Well, we strong, and we will make it through this stormy weather. Can't believe I found this bottle in the ocean with this message reading.
For those who came before us. And those when we are gone, the war is not yet over, so we go marching on. And though we feel divided, we know we're not alone. For drops of rain united become a mighty storm.
Welcome back to Dragon Sports Live. So I just noticed that I made a tweak doozy. Y'all might see a thing where y'all just see my music thingy playing, but you hear me talking. I tweet. It happens to the best of us. But you can still catch it. You can hear it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get to that. Anyway. Back to the grind. So, we had some preseason games happen for the WNBA. On top of that, we got rule changes in the WNBA as well. So, instead of They're eliminating 20-second timeouts, right? And this is a pair of rules that from changes from the 24th season. They're revising the replay format. So that means if you will be, if you're successful, the first ones was successful, you will be rewarded a second challenge. Teams will now have 5 timeouts and 1 reset timeout. And this will change from 4 full team timeouts and 2 20-second timeouts. So a reset timeout allows teams to advance the ball and make substitutions but not huddle with coaches. And those reset timeouts can be only used in the final 2 minutes of regulation or in overtime. So that's that. We got to see some rookies in action far as preseason. So we definitely got to see that. Angel Reese starting with her, because they kicked things off preseason. Angel Reese had 13-9, while Cardoza had 6 in their debut, which I was liking that. I was enjoying what I see. They was looking pretty good. Next was on that agenda was Caitlin Clark. She scored 21 in her debut. Brink also scored, and Rhea Jackson also scored in their debut. So it was like pretty exciting to see those women who was drafted get they looked, you know, get practice in there, because they was doing their thing. They was doing it. Aces give guard Chelsea Gray a contract extension through 2025, keeping up with the core. And that Dream would get Dangerfield from the Wings for a 2025 pick. Also, the Aces signed All-Star guard Young through 2025 as well. So those what's happening with that. Basketball on the men's side, though, the Celtics, Brad Stevens has been awarded the executive of the year. And the Celtics also steamrolled the Heat by 34 points. The chill. So they was basically waiting on who finished the Cleveland Magic game, which, by the way, went to Game 7. That was the only series in this playoff series that go to 7 games that went the distance. I definitely enjoyed that because, like I said, it was a hard-fought game for I thought the Magic was going to win, but the Cavaliers overcame a 18-point deficit to win on the cuffs of Donovan Mitchell putting the team on his back. He had 39 points. There, Garland had 12, but he had a horrible shooting day. He was 3 of 13 from the field. LeVert had 15 off the bench. And Strus got hot from 3-point range. He was 3 of 6. So, with the cuffs of Donovan Mitchell going nutty, he also pulled down 9 boards as well, had 5 assists. But yeah, they was going nutty in that, so they'll take on the Celtics. And that game will be happening on May 7th is when you see the Celtics Cavaliers game 1. And then Dallas OKC, because OKC put down the Clippers with Kyrie's clutch gene elevating and doing what he do best in the playoffs, looking like the same shot he hit Kirby with back in the day. Even though I don't want to relive that, because I am a Warriors fan as well as a Celtics fan and a Bulls fan. Don't ask me how I'm all those fans, but I am those fans. So that's what's happening with that. And they looked it good. Mitchell got tired of losing, so he, you know, he went crazy. Speaking of going crazy, so when the Sixers lost that game, the owners bought 2,000 tickets, trying to block Knicks fans. Didn't work. Still end up going home. Wolves Chris French led the practice just a few days after surgery and will be courtside after he had ruptured his patella tendon in his knee after a collision with Michael Conley, an accidental collision with Michael Conley. So he did that, but he will be courtside when they face Denver. And that game's coming, that is tonight. So you will see him courtside. He might be behind the stand, but he might be, he's still going to be out there. Bulls did get some award, even though I felt like they were snug by just 19 points with Kobe White. He was snug. Well, I don't feel like he was snug, but he was 19 points away from having most improved player of the year. Lost out to Tyrese Maxey, but it's all good. Alex Caruso, though, gets named the Hustle Player of the Year award. So that's a big ups for that, and I like what with that. On top of that, guard Lonzo Ball picks up his option for the 24-25 season. Now, it's been 2.5 years since he played. So hopefully when he comes, he's jumping and he's running. He was even doing 5-on-5 contact, no pain whatsoever. So we should see him in the 24-25 season once it comes around. Lakers guard D'Angelo Russell fined $25,000 for verbally abusing the ref after the Game 5 loss that sent them home. He was physically abusing the ref, not physically, but just verbally, just shouting at the ref for no apparent reason. Well, it was a reason, but you can't really do that. Lakers also cleaned house with the coaching staff, fired Darvin Ham and the entire coaching staff. So now, if LeBron's, this would be the Lakers' sixth coach in 13 years. And I think LeBron's ninth coach in his 21-year career. Ham was 90-74. Like, he had 90 wins, 74 losses. But yeah, they let him go, all that staff. Said, y'all got to go. Something got to change. Mavericks' Max Kleber is out indefinitely with an AC joint injury. He had a real awkward fall in the game, in Game 6. So he's out, and he might be missing an action for the Mavs. But I think they'll be good. Definitely think they'll be good. So we got Pacers taking on New York for Game 1 with them. And Game 2, Minnesota taking on Denver, where Denver took a L in Denver to Minnesota with Anthony Edwards scoring 43 points. Cat give you 20. Naz Reid giving you 20. Well, no, he gave you 15 off the bench. So that's, you know, that's what's going to go with that. I think myself is going to pull it out, but I'm curious about this Denver T-Wolves game. Because can the T-Wolves steal two games at away on the road? We shall find out. I know Stephen A's happy, though. His Knicks taking on the Pacers. Like an old school playoff rival, play a new age game. But in the Knicks, so Brovan Bobanovic, he's out. Julius Randle is still out. Dwayne Johnson, point guard, is out. And Charlie Brown is out. So we'll see those players for the future. Porzingis is also out for the Celtics. And we still got Jared Allen out. He was ruled out for game 7 anyways. So quite a few people are out. But we'll see. That's all what's going on. NBA style. All AC four Omer leaving Miami for Baylor. And Alabama adds all Big Ten center Omari via portal. Huskers forward Mass to miss the 2024-25 season with a knee injury. And Clemson's all AC center Hall entering the NBA draft. So that's what's going on. Stay tuned for another edition of Dragon Sports Live. I'm Dante Payne. I'm signing off. And I'll catch you on the next show. Deuce.